Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lilisa Show. Well, as always, we try to bring you something interesting, something hot, some information that you can really, really use in your lives so that your lives can grow, expand, you can reach your destiny, tap into your greatness, do all that God has given you, the ability, the gifts, the talents, and or the skills to do. You know, and for some people, maybe you haven't started doing yet what God has for you to do, but don't give up. That's one of the great reasons to come and listen to the show, because we want to be here and we want to empower you so that you can get it done. Well, that's what I absolutely love doing. It is my joy, my passion, and I just thank God so much for giving it to me even as a vocation and as an occupation. So, you know, what can be better than that? Well, the only thing I could think of is probably my awesome, awesome guest that I have coming to the show today. And I want to tell you a little bit about him before I bring him on, but I just want to see if he's already here with one of these numbers. Okay, so let me just open up this phone line, 281. You're on the air with Coach Lilisa, area code 281. Is this my awesome guest, or would this be another awesome person?
I'm here and I'm back and I'm ready to get started this morning.
Awesome. Back, ready to rock and roll. Okay, well, for some of you, you had the privilege of listening to last Thursday. Mr. Shawan Watson was the guest last week. That was his first time being on the Coach Lilisa Show, and we were so thankful to have him to come on to share a little bit about some of his trials and tribulations that he had growing up. He also talked about his aspirations of becoming a very successful and dynamic motivational speaker, and we were here to witness and see that he's already there. I mean, he has really got a lot going on, and today he wants to come back and talk about one of his very, very powerful areas that he discusses in his motivational talks, which is relationships. Now, relationships can take a lot of different formats, so we're going to just let him, you know, run with it. But for those of you, if you're just tuning in, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about this young man. He is, I think, just awesome and fabulous. I know God is real for putting him into my life as a coach of Lalisa to be here on the radio with Blog Talk Radio. Here's a young man that's all the way in Texas. I only met him online through Facebook. Not that anyone said, here, you need to meet this person. Just, you know, through posting and maybe something I posted, maybe something he's posted, and someone that knows us, connected us. So don't let anyone ever discourage you in your business from the power of Facebook and the power of connection. And so he, I'm on his website right now. He has an awesome website with his name, Shawn, S-H-A-W-O-N, Shawn, like your Shaw, and it's on. So Shawn Watson, but Shawn A. Watson, Shawn, S-H-A-W-O-N-A, Watson.YolaSite.com. So Yola as in Y-O-L-A, site.com. I just wanted to put that out there, Shawn, because there are people who can come back and listen to this archive long after, you know, we're on here. So that way I wanted to make sure they have the correct spelling of your name, so when they're ready to call you up to hire you to come into their organizations, into their institutions, to come and speak to the youth, to empower them. We can get our young people finishing high school, going off to college, making great plans for their lives as well with people like you. So with that being said, I want to encourage people to go to your website to connect with you. But now I want to turn the floor over to Mr. Shawn A. Watson. Take it away.
I just want to say thank you for having me back, and I'm excited to get into talking about relationships this morning. Really, for me, right now, what I'm really working on and what I'm really trying to help people understand is that relationships are not easy, you know. But I also try to encourage them to realize that I truly believe in my heart that everyone on this earth was meant to be with someone. I truly believe that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people sometimes they've had different obstacles, you know, as far as the relationship-wise. Some people have had it a little bit easier than others. But I'm really just trying to encourage them, especially the ones who may have gone through heartbreaks and things like that, you know, to keep pursuing, because, you know, God put us through things for a reason. And sometimes we have to learn our lessons, but those lessons are going to make us stronger. And I just wanted to keep, you know, pursuing anyone out there who's going through relationship problems. I mean, whether you're getting rejected, whether you've been cheated on, or whatever the circumstances, keep pursuing. Do not close your heart, because, like I said last week, a closed heart do not get fed.
I hear that. You know, I was watching, you know, it's so interesting that you're here talking about relationships, and I was watching last night on the new episodes of Love Addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a couple that was on there that was getting some relationship intervention with this young man, and it was just interesting how, you know, this obviously is a big enough problem, so you're right on target with the work that you're doing in this area. It's all obviously a big enough target that TV1 would pick up an episode about people who are in these relationships and they need help, they need advice, because the lady that they were featuring, her problem was that she didn't want to accept that her boyfriend of 8 months was a playboy. He stated he was a playboy. When they see him out in the clubs, he's playing all with all the women and having fun and doing all this other stuff. And she was trying to be like in such denial, saying that, but when he's with me, you know, he doesn't show that side. And so I just thought, you know, to me, the show is going to be probably somewhat comical. You know, they're going to, of course, they want to make it, they got to dramatize it so that people will want to watch, okay? So, you know, TV is very short. You got to be very sensational or people won't, they'll lose interest. But some of it, I'm sure, will be based on true stories of people's lives. And then some of it people will watch and probably identify and say, oh, I know someone like that. And that's probably what the hope of the show is that someone watching it, those people who knows if they're real or not, they probably are just actors or want to be actors. But probably there will be people who will watch it and say, oh, maybe that's what's happening to me. That's why he doesn't call. That's why every time I, you know, like that. And maybe they'll get some direction for their own lives. What do you think about that show? And
well, I totally agree. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of research and just kind of not only researching my own experience, but also just, you know, just doing a little bit of studying. And what I've noticed is that a lot of times when we're going into these relationships, we're not doing our homework. And what I mean by that is we're not interviewing the person right off in the back. I mean, we need to know when you're trying to pursue somebody, what is it that they're after? Because everyone has a motive, whether it's a good motive or a bad motive. But what exactly is that person looking for? Are they looking for just a friend? Are they looking for, you know, a friend with benefits? Or are they truly looking for a relationship? Because if you don't have that information, that's a problem right there, you know, because you can't change someone who wants friends with benefits. If you want a full term relationship, those are two totally different you know, areas, and that's going to cause a problem, you know, for you long term. You know, so I really think, you know, doing our homework is really going to benefit us, you know, down the line for these breakups and cheating and any other thing that goes on in relationships.
Well, you seem that you really have, you know, a great handle on this relationship thing, and so I'm not sure how far you've gotten with your relationship seminars, workshops, or however you plan to do it, if you plan to make it a book or what. Go ahead.
Well, I definitely want to get into doing a lot of workshops, and I definitely want to get into doing, you know, speaking and about, you know, relationships, about breakups, about rejection, about you know, just the tools that we need to, you know, to make relationships last longer than what they're lasting. You know, I think that's really important. So that's definitely what I really want to get into, you know, going into this new year.
Well, definitely, you know, after the show, of course, and whatever, and, you know, when you get a chance, definitely, you know, inbox me because I would like to definitely, you know, coach you in some directions that you can really, really launch out there and do exactly what it is that you're talking about doing, the speaking, the coaching. I know that's one of the reasons we initially started even having a conversation at all, and that is one of the things that I absolutely love doing is helping people get into that speaking, coaching, you know, writing arena and do it the right, you know, do it the best way that'll work for you. I spent some years trying to do it and made a lot of mistakes. Obviously why I want to help other people and show them just, you know, of course, you can go make all the mistakes on your own. They call that, that's knowledge. But wisdom is learning from other people's mistakes, you know.
Exactly.
Sure, it's a smart thing, yes, to learn from your own, but to learn, so I can show you some of the mistakes that I made with my public speaking and my books and my seminars and workshops that I can show and help others. So let's definitely talk about that. But this is wonderful. I'm so happy for you. Any other relationship tips that you want to give to people? I know you talked about that background, checking out that background, doing some investigation into this person and checking out their motives. Those are all great tips. Do you have any other great tips that you can share without, you know, giving away the whole book? Because I know you want people to purchase the book. But anything else that you want to share with us today?
Well, definitely, you want to make sure that you're going into a relationship for the right reason. That's another thing, because a lot of times people are in relationships for different reasons. I know when people first break up, you know, they want a replacement. They want to replace that broken heart. You know, they want to have someone, you know, just next to them.
Well, you know, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I also realize that, just figuring out the right reasons that you're going into a relationship. I mean, it's one thing that two people can kind of agree on, you know, the reasons why they're actually, you know, getting together. But if you go into a relationship, you know, for one reason, you know, that kind of sticks out, it really doesn't make sense, then that's going to kind of really be a problem in itself as well.
Yeah, that's so good. That's interesting. Because I think about, I forget the name of the song, but there was a song out, I forget who made the song, rather, but who, there was years ago, you, some of you listening probably weren't even born yet. But by the way, good morning and welcome to all of those listeners. If it's your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, well, we absolutely welcome you to the hottest motivational talk show on radio. And so we're right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa. Call in number is 347-945-7991. But yes, you know, I was just thinking about this song that, how do you mend a broken heart? And I don't know if it was George, I think George Benson, possibly, I can't remember, but it was a really, really old song back when I was like a young, very young. So, now people are wondering, well, wow, how old are you? But it was very old. But the song just talks about, you know, how do you mend a broken heart? How do you stop the rain from falling? How do you, you know, make the sun shine? In other words, mending a broken heart, you know, it just is going to happen. It's not like you're saying, you're not going to go out there and get a replacement. That's not how you mend a broken heart. That might give you a jolt of a good feeling for a moment, but that broken heart is still there. It still needs to be mended. And then some of us have later come to realize that, guess what? My broken heart issue is more about some other things. You know, it's more than just not being with someone. Because, you know, I'm old enough to have had all of those experiences with relationships, unfortunately, because I didn't get married until I was in my 30s. And I went through a lot of relationships from the very first one at age 15 up until I was 30. Well, I met my husband when I was 30, so, and we've been together ever since then. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, I had some relationship stories to tell. But one of those things about the broken heart, you go and you think you get someone and you're just getting a broken heart and putting some other stuff on top of it. That heart is still broken. Things are going to manifest. And it took me a long time outside of understanding that God is the only one that can really heal and mend this heart. The other thing is that it's just like any other part of your body. If it's broken, what has to happen? It takes time for it to heal. So one of the things I think, Sean, that a lot of people do is okay, that's wonderful to want to go out and get into another relationship. As I think that's great. If I didn't do that, I would have never met the awesome, wonderful Drew Williams if I had, you know, gotten a broken heart and then stayed single. So absolutely, I believe in going to get someone else. But boy, oh boy, you better take your time doing it. If you, like you said, Sean, if you rush right into another relationship, boy, oh boy, oh boy, no matter how great that new relation might be, that broken heart can cause problems that didn't have to be there. And if we had only, and that might run away the new person. The new person may have come with all good intentions.
But
because these other effects of that broken heart began to rise its ugly head, for the lack of a better word, the insecurities that you hurt, they hurt me, and I think you're going to do it too. The person says something, and that sounds something like what the other person used to say. And so that triggers an emotion, and then we react to the emotion. So a person can say, well, I don't react to emotions that fast. Well, yes, you do, because you're reacting to the breakup. Some people's poor reaction to a breakup is to run out and get someone else right away. And that right there is the sign of an inappropriate reaction to a breakup. You don't run out and get someone right away because you haven't even had time to really assess not only why you broke up, but what's the effect of the breakup, and especially where there's children involved. But go ahead, Sean. With,
you're definitely right on that about the breakup. I mean, you definitely need to figure out, you know, sit down and, you know, at least the first couple of days, definitely, you know, you may need to, you know, start crying to kind of, you know, have that emotional kind of thing taken care of, you know, definitely that. But also, too, is just trying to figure out, you know, where you went wrong at and where you can, how you could do better in your next relationship. Yeah, so definitely just trying to, I think a self-evaluation is what it's called as far as, you know, doing that, figure out your strengths and your weaknesses, you know, and how you're going to do better, you know. And also just keeping a positive attitude, because a lot of times, you know, people, through fear, they start, you know, saying, "Oh, well, I'm gonna stop dating. I'm gonna stop dating because I had a breakup or a broken heart." But you gotta keep dating, because I mean, if you stop, it's just you'll never have that person that God created for us.
Yes, yes. I'm just posting that people can still tune in, and so what should people, you know? Okay, so how is it that people end up, okay, we know there are going to be breakups, okay, but how is it that people are ending up in these relationships and then breaking up?
Well, a lot of it, like I said again, a lot of it is just the homework, you know, they're not interviewing the partner. A lot of it could be.
But now, wait a minute. I mean, how am I going to interview? Hold on. I'm out at the awesome club, like, I can't think of the name of some of these clubs. Well, let's just say Lure. So let's just say I'm at Lure. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, because I do know the name of that club. Okay, it's in Cincinnati, and that's a plug right there for those of you who want to go to Lure in Cincinnati, Ohio. But I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm at Lure. This is a nice upscale, 25 and over, dressed to impress, cover charge at the door, the sections where, you know, you get those little fancy tables. And I'm there, and I want to meet someone. And or I'm hoping to meet someone. Well, I got the dress on, like, but anyway, so I want to meet someone. And trust me, if you didn't want to meet anyone, then you really shouldn't be dressing like that. But let's just assume you do want to meet someone. So you got on the awesome dress that is that's about the size of a bathing suit. Because I went, I actually saw the women coming in. Their dresses were about the size of a cover-up for a bathing suit, should I say. And some were about like a bathing suit. So here you are. So imagine, it's nighttime. It's 11 and 12 o'clock at night. You roll in a club, and, you know, hair is done to the, I mean, listen, fabulous. I don't think the movie stars' hair look as good as these women. I thought, actually, they were movie stars because that's how, you know, done up they were, right? And I was there. I had my books, Release Your Power, which is a motivational book. So I figured, okay, I go to churches and I set up tables. I go on to outdoor street fairs and I set up tables. And I says, I wonder what it would be like to set up a table in a nightclub. So I contacted the owners of this nightclub event situation, and they said, well, sure, you know, why not? So I went, and they put me up in a little room, but I'm sitting there watching. And anyway, so they're coming in. And so let's just say a couple of guys came in. I have to say, women, I feel bad for them because there were like 20 to 1, okay, women to the men. And anyway, so there's a bunch of women and a few men. So let's just say you meet a guy. Now, how am I going to, the music is loud. We're drinking, possibly a little tipsy. What type of interviewing now is going to take place?
Well, see, that's the thing. You don't interview first off. Those interview questions are for when you're talking on the phone. A lot of times people they talk things on the phone that are not really important and are not going to really benefit the relationship. That's the time when you start interviewing the interview process is when you're on the phone. Those are the questions.
But
you know,
wait a minute.
What questions you ask.
But hold up. So I'm in the club. He's looking good, smelling good. She's looking good, feeling good. And we're tipsy, whatever. There ain't no phone conversation. We're already back in the hotel because, you know, in this particular place, it's downtown. There's hotels everywhere. And these are people with money. These aren't people who got $20 in their pocket. So they got credit cards. These are the young, what we used to call the buppy type. They got money. They can go to the nearest hotel. There's Westin right there. There's Hilton right there. There's this, there's that, there's Sheraton. There's a billion hotels around. Now, or they can go back to their apartments if they're single. Mm-hmm. If they're single, he'll take you back to his apartment. Or she'll take you. If they're single, or even if they're not, even if they're, they are single, they may not want you at their apartment because I don't even know you, okay? I don't even know you, so I'm not taking you back to my place because you may be a murderer, you may be a rapist, you may be a thief, you may be whatever. But anyway, so let's just say we go somewhere. We're going somewhere. And we go somewhere and we do whatever we do. And so now tell me about a conversation I'm supposed to have with you when?
Okay, all right, let me say it like this, okay? It goes back to your goals. Like, and the reason why I say that, you're at the club, all right? But let's say this. If you know what your goals are some people may not want a relationship. If they just want to kind of have more like a, you know, one-night thing, then that's okay. Oh. But what I'm saying is a lot of time it's based on your goals because if you have certain goals, you'll try to meet somebody at a certain place. Like, for example, if you're in a relationship, You may not want to meet somebody at a club. You may want to meet somebody at church. You may want to meet someone, you know, at a college. Yeah, out to eat. You know, somewhere. So it's based on your goals. What you're wanting.
Well, that's a good point because we only have a couple minutes left. So I think that's a great point to stop on. But now you know what that means, Shawn.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come back next week.
Definitely.
I think we're going to have Relationship Thursdays. I think that's the way it's going to turn out.
Yes,
if Thursdays,
I like it.
I don't know if Thursdays work for you. But
yeah, Thursday's definitely good.
If Thursday mornings at 9 are good for you, we're going to have to have Relationship Thursdays at 9 o'clock featuring the awesome, dynamic relationship coach, Shawn Watson. So, you see, new things happen every day. So everybody that's listening, again, we appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you who are in the chat room, on the phone lines, if you come back to the show again, if you're in the chat room and you can call, I would suggest that you do because we will lose our air. You will lose us in the chat room at exactly 9:30, but people on the phone lines will still be able to listen for a few minutes more as we just continue to wrap up. So if you are in the chat room, you want to dial in 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991, and that way you can continue to listen if you so desire to do that. But just to continue, we definitely want to have you on, you know, each week because I can see you can, you know, present a lot that can really help people because you just said a lot right there. Have your goal for a relationship before you even go out to the club or the church. Even it's really no difference. I mean, people go to church. I've seen more bad relationships in the church. Now, I'm a college professor. I've been teaching in the college since 1997. I've taught all different types of students, different ages, from 8. I've even taught some that were still in high school because in the colleges that I worked in, they allow high school students to take college courses, so on a college campus to give them that experience. So oh boy. The relationship, wow, okay, all right. There are awesome relationships that are put together on a college campus. Awesome relationships come out of people going to church. And guess what? There are awesome relationships that can even come in a nightclub, as you well know. But my husband, I met my husband. Well, it was not quite a nightclub. It was a bar, but they thought they were a nightclub. But it was just like a community bar. But I met him there, and we've been together ever since that day we met in the bar. But again, it's like you said, though, Shawn, my goal was not to go there and to meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that was his goal. our goal was that we were people who wanted to be in a lasting relationship. So when we just happened to meet there, you know, we neither one of us, you know. So I see what you're saying is going to really be helpful to people. If you, even if you go to a bar, even if you're at the grocery store, your goal for a relationship has to be in your mind. And I really think that that's a great topic. Back to you, Sean.
Well, I think I just wanted to really, I know we only have a few minutes left, I just wanted to close on this, is that if you go into a relationship and you don't know what you want, you're really not benefiting you or the other person. But I consider it more as a liability because, you know, if you don't know what you want, someone can't tell you what you want.
Yeah, I like that. You don't know, I like that. If you don't know, I know that's right. I like that. Wow, that is powerful. That's profound right there. If you don't know what you want, can't nobody tell you. That's a good one. They can use you for what they want. I know that because I've seen some people do that. I got used a few times. But let's see if we have a caller. I think there's someone here that wants to say something to you, Sean. Area code 757, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Fiona Ho.
How you doing?
I'm good. I actually got on the line 4 minutes before the show started because I was so excited and determined not to miss it as I work on a collage for my next workshop. So I just want to say this was a really enlightening show. You did your thing as I thought you would, and I am a new fan of the programming and will continue to check in. And definitely I love the idea of relationship Thursdays. Sean, you and I have talked on the phone as well as, you know, via Facebook just about the power of relationships and where, you know, they should be and just the problems that are going on. So it's definitely a hot topic, a topic that hopefully will not be a topic one day because we'll get it together. But congratulations, motivational speaker. And,
thank you
for letting me know this morning about you coming on. And I shared it on Facebook. So hopefully, you know, there are people who called in or maybe just listening in and, you know, just didn't have an opportunity to speak. So, again, congratulations to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, listen, thank you so much. As you're right, we did speak for a few minutes. A pleasure to meet you. And awesome, awesome. Thank you for sharing. And definitely Relationship Thursdays. Here we come, the Cultural Lisa Show featuring Mr. Sean Watson. Awesome, awesome young man. I just thank God how he's connecting us. And, you know, we hope that you'll be able to come back. And other motivational speakers. I know we have other people who are also on the line who are also motivational speakers. We also will invite some of them to come and talk with us. And you know what? I tell you, I think we are really onto something. We want to help people, and that's the key right there, because I know that if there was somebody that could have told me this back in 19... Oh, my God, I really would have needed you around 1973. I had some of the most horrible relationships in the world, and they were due to the exact thing, Mr. Sean, that you said about the goals, not knowing what I wanted. And that was, and I thought they were going to tell me what I wanted, and I would get, and I had some horrible situations. So I am really supporting your work and what you do, and I want you to get to these young people, because if people think that it's not important, it is. I mean, I got knocked upside the head. I got threatened. I was raped, beaten, all from these so-called, quote-unquote, boyfriends, okay? Not strangers, not somebody in an alleyway. These were people that I called myself getting into a relationship with. But because I didn't have a goal, I didn't know why I was there, I didn't know what their motives were, I took a lot of abuse. And I don't want anyone else to have to go through that, you know, and I know there's some self-esteem issues that will come out. So I just say kudos to you. I thank God so much for your life and how he's using you. And I'm thank you for your bravery in talking about this issue. You know, it may not, you know, so and that your confidence in what you're doing. And we just celebrate again the other listeners, those of you who have called in. We thank God for you and your support. And let's make some great things happen together. All right?
Any thank other? You very much.
No, thank you. And thanks to our caller. And we'll be making some other posts on Facebook. And, again, we look forward to, now we're looking forward to Thursdays. You know, we have, you know, I do different things on Mondays, and then Tuesdays we're on at 7 a.m. That's very early for the Midwest or Southwest and West people. It's more of an East Coast time. 7 a.m., but we're on there with Professor Terry Benjamin, and he does things, and he's very powerful, dynamic, and, you know, he's good and empowerment. Now we have Relationship Thursday, so let's see what happens for the rest of the week, everybody. So we'll be back tomorrow, Friday. We'll be back with the show tomorrow, but tomorrow our show will be at 12 noon. On Fridays now, we have to do 12 noon until I can figure something else out. I work with women who are in an empowerment and education program. I teach a career advancement class, and that class goes from 9 up until 12. We have a break at 12, so I'll have to do the show probably 12:30. So anyway, everybody have a great, great Thursday. Boy, go out, and if you're in a relationship, we're going to hopefully one of these Thursdays you'll come and help us people who are already in a relationship how we can make it better. So we look forward to it. Okay, so definitely we can't wait to see some of your posts on Facebook, some of your comments. Please post your comments about the show, what Mr. Watson is doing. Go to his website, shawnawatson.com. Yeah, okay, I'm just messing it up here. shawnawatson.yolasite.com. So go to his website, check out some of his videos. Powerful, powerful, powerful young man, motivational speaker. Tell some people that you know that they need a dynamic speaker. Please refer this young man. He will inspire your youth. He has a powerful story about his life, about playing sports, and how he, congratulations on graduating with his associate degree. And we look forward to hearing more from him and more from you. Well, that's it. That's all we have time for today. Get back later.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move, and this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Pat, where are you?
I'm at the airport.
Oh, you need a ride?
Yes.
Okay, what gate are you at?
I'm at terminal, what terminal is it? I'm at, I might have to go downstairs, so let me see where I'm at first, and I'll tell you. because I just got my luggage and I'm on. What terminal? You know what terminal is this?
Okay. All right, dear. So I'll be there in about. I'm at home, so I'll be there in about. I was doing the radio show.
Oh, okay.
But I'm done, so I just got to throw on my pajamas. I just got to. Ooh.